This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Moon, M-H-O-O-N, first name Raquel, R-A-C-H-E-L, date of birth June 25th, 1992, date of evaluation January 24th, 2024, the chief complaint, patient with history of aortic dissection dating to August 2022 is seen for initial evaluation. The HPI. The patient is a 31-year-old female with history of Marfan syndrome, known dilated aortic root, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, bicuspid aortic valve, and eczema, who presented to Kaiser Oakland in August of 2022 with chest and back pain, period. She was found to have a type A dissection extending from the dilated aortic root down to the entire length of the thoracic aorta and into the upper abdominal aorta, period. She was then transferred from the Kaiser facility to Stanford for emergent repair, period. She was taken to the OR on August 5th, 2022, and underwent emergent type A dissection repair. Period. She tolerated the procedure well and was transferred to the ICU for further recovery. She was extubated without difficulty, period. The procedures performed included 1, aortic root replacement using Onyx 27/29 mechanical composite valve graft. Next number, reimplantation of coronary buttons. Next number, replacement of ascending aorta. Next number, total arch replacement, the 24x10x8x8x10 arch graft, zone 2. Next number, right axillary perfusion graft with 8mm Dacron graft. Next number, femoral arterial line placement with profound hypothermic circulatory arrest, selective antegrade cerebral perfusion, and cardiopulmonary bypass. The discharge diagnosis included 1, acute type A dissection, that is post aortic valve replacement, and replacement of ascending aorta with total arch replacement. Next number, Marfan syndrome. Next number, hypertension. Next number, asthma. Next number, hypoxemia. Of note, the patient noted that she had experienced a stroke during her hospitalization. She had subsequently developed perception, memory, mood swings, period. This had further been affected by metoprolol tartrate, period. She stated that the metoprolol tartrate was subsequently discontinued and she was started on atenolol, period. Her symptoms have improved, but she reports increased forgetfulness secondary to beta blockers. She stated that she was suicidal secondary to beta blockers, period. She has complete loss of memory for September of 2023, period. she is maintained on anticoagulation period. She previously went to Kaiser for anticoagulation clinic. Patients no longer at being followed by anticoagulation clinic period. The past medical history, as noted, include Marfan syndrome, next number aortic aneurysm, next number aortic dissection, next number CVA, next number hypertension, next number memory loss. Past surgical history, as noted, include status post aortic root, ascending root, total arch replacement August 5th. The medications, Atenolol 50 milligrams 1 BID, Lipitor 40 milligrams 1 daily, Lexapro 20 milligrams 1 daily, Aspirin 81 milligrams 1 daily, Magnesium 250 milligrams 1 daily, Vitamin B12 100 micrograms 1 daily, Losartan 50 milligrams 1 daily, Warfarin 50 milligrams 1 daily, 3 times a week, Warfarin 1 milligram, take 2 daily, 3 times weekly. Allergies, none on drug allergies. The family history, father had Marfan syndrome and congestive heart failure, also had dissection and mechanical valve. A brother had Marfan syndrome. A half-sibling also had Marfan syndrome. Review of systems. ATENT, she reports tinnitus, oral cavity, she reports bald spots on her tongue, she has had 14 cases of strep last year, neck, she has stiffness and pain, gastrointestinal, she has nausea, musculoskeletal, she has joint pains, period. Neurologic, she has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, she has nervousness, depression, and insomnia. The review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 131/65, pulse 72, respiratory rate 20, height 74 inches. Weight 277 pounds. In general, she has typical Marfan syndrome. The cardiovascular examination, she has a loud A2 P2 consistent with a valve replacement period. There is no JVD. Chest reveals a midline scar. The impression patient is noted to have one history of Marfan syndrome, next number aortic root aneurysm, next number aortic root dissection, next number hypertension, next number hyperlipidemia, next number gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number history of acute blood loss anemia, next number anticoagulation for mechanical AVR, the plan, the refer to Dr. Matt Arnold, neurology, for evaluation of memory loss and other neurologic symptoms. We'll monitor PTINR acute 2 to 4 weeks, obtain CT of the brain for neurologic symptoms, continue medication management that she is currently on. I was obtained echocardiogram, obtained Chem 20 CBC, hemoglobin A1C, metapanel, TSH, urinalysis, follow-up 1 month. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Rachel Moon. Thank you.